Okay, let's just go ahead and allow the body to relax. Just let the tensions flow. Just don't resist them. Don't pay any special attention to them. If they're still present, that's fine. We don't need to be in any particular state of mind. We don't have to be in any particular state of posture. None of that really matters. It always seems like that matters, but none of that really matters. Because we're not here to try to get anywhere else. We're not here trying to bypass our lives. What we're here to notice is that our lives are not our lives. We are not living these lives. These lives are being lived. The consciousness that's hearing these words is the same identical consciousness that's uttering these words. In other words, there's no one saying anything, and there's no one hearing anything. There's just saying and hearing. In the absence of a speaker or a listener, all that's left is this: speaking and listening is occurring within this. Go out now and see if you can actually find a boundary to this. Go up through your head. Go down through your feet. Go to the left and right with your arms and hands. It doesn't matter if your hands are folded. You can still do it. We're using your mind's eye. We're actually using your mind to go beyond your mind. That's what we do here. Your mind is a wonderful thing. We don't have a grudge against it. Intellect is a wonderful thing. Thoughts can be very useful things. We don't have a grudge against thoughts or intellect. Can you find a boundary? Can you find any place where you stop, where this stops? Notice that without a boundary, there's no difference between you and this. In the absence of a boundary, you can only be this. In the absence of a boundary, this can only be you. Notice that in the absence of a center, there is no problem. And in the absence of a problem, there is no center. A perceived center and a perceived problem arise together. Neither one can rise independently. They are dependent arisings. Now I want you to get a feel for yourself. Notice this aliveness Notice that it's not just in this body that you're using to explore yourself, but this sense of aliveness goes far beyond the body. This sense of aliveness has no boundary, just as you have no boundary. You can feel this sense of aliveness for as far up as you can go, as far up as you can imagine, and beyond even that. And the same way down. It goes down as far as it goes. That feeling exudes throughout the space, the sense of spaciousness. It is both immanent and transcendent. Think about touching a living thing right now. You know how special that is when we touch something that's alive. When I touch my little dogs, they don't feel like anything else in the world because they're so alive. Aliveness feels itself. If we touch a loved one, that goes very deep. Think about just putting your hand on someone's arm. Feel their aliveness. Notice what's feeling their aliveness is your aliveness. And now notice that there is no their aliveness and your aliveness. There is only boundless aliveness. You are life itself. You are not what life shows up in. Or we can say that you are all life that shows up in manifestation. Either one is true, depending upon our view. Different views hold different realities. There is no objective reality out here. There is your experience. And when I say your experience, I say that using a capital Y. You are the divine. And your natural search is always for yourself. But you don't need to search for yourself. We can't find anything but you. Feel your aliveness. Feel your own presence. Notice this very strongly. Notice this presence. This sense of aliveness, this sense of being. is what you, with a capital Y, really are. And you can come home any time that you want to pause and notice that you're already home. Like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, you only need to click your heels and find out you never left Kansas. I love you. Blessings.